watch the band, a bunch of dancers. Quickly follow the unknown.
Live from Baghdad, Iraq, in the Saddam Hussein Custom Necktie Emporium, it's Shenanigans. Was that too early? It's too soon? Is that okay? It's Shenanigans, and Howie brought his balls in a box.
He really did. If you could see.
Celeste
got him out of her purse. And
Howie has his box of balls, so Howie's going to have to explain this now because he brought
his balls
in a box.
Indeed, this is a box of balls, and as it says in the box, these are something no man should be without.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have in a box either. But
they're nice and, you know, kept protected. Not only are they in a box, but there's a nice little velvet pouch.
Oh, boy.
Right? And they come with a set of directions.
A set of directions.
For your balls.
So you know how to use your balls?
Or if someone else knows how to use your balls.
I will read the directions.
All right.
We're going to start off with a bang.
You wish.
You got Rich concerned now because Howie sits right next to Rich. So
congratulations.
Keep your hands above the table.
They're here. Here you go. Congratulations. You now own a great pair of balls. They are perfectly matched and snuggled in their own custom pouch. They are your balls. Do with as you like. You may talk to them, squeeze them, or just plain ignore them. They won't care. But if you gently caress them in their pouch, you will find it a soothing experience. Feel free to play with your balls whenever and wherever you wish. At work, during lunch, over cocktails, or over...
cocktails.
Or at some special social gathering.
Hey, you want a cocktail?
But handle with care. Nothing is worse than bruised balls. If you treat them with proper love and respect, they will last a lifetime. If you plan to play with your balls in front of casual acquaintances or strangers, be somewhat discreet. They might associate your actions with nervous anxiety. Your friends are a notable exception, of course. You may play with your balls in front of them anytime. Since they are your friends,
they will understand
your actions.
No.
You are encouraged to let your friends play with them as well.
No.
Well, depends on how big her breasts are, I guess.
Your balls serve another important function.
Those friends can play with the balls.
You know what this other important function is? Wrong. You don't know your balls well enough yet. When you are discouraged, frustrated, or just mad, your balls can provide you with the greatest relief in the world. When things seem impossible, do this. Sit down and relax. Calmly clench your balls in one hand. Then at the top of your lungs, shout, "With balls, I am the boss. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I shall win because I've got balls. I guarantee this will work wonders for you. Praise them, love them, and use them. They may be the only ones you will get. Appreciate them for what they are. They are your balls."
Oh, I feel like we should have an applause sound effect after that.
For what it is worth, this is a box that I found in my house when I was growing up, and I kind of like swiped it.
So those aren't even your balls.
No.
You stole those balls from somebody else.
Wendy
just took your balls.
Yeah.
You know, my balls.
She wanted to feel them.
Wendy wants to feel the balls. And Wendy's the boss, so she can go ahead and play with Howie's balls if she wants. That's fine.
Now she knows what they're supposed to feel like.
Celeste doesn't know that I have
them. Oh, man. That's wrong.
Did you find those with your dad's dirty magazines?
No, they were
a completely separate part of the attic.
He doesn't remember where he found his dad's dirty magazines, but he definitely found them.
I don't remember ever finding my dad's dirty magazines.
No?
How he had his own?
Your brother had them.
No, I found my dad's stash of movies. I didn't find his dirty magazines.
Well, what type of movies? Like Red Storm Rising?
No, they were those kinds of movies, and they were on Betamax, my friend.
Oh, we had a Betamax machine.
And I had to use the Playboy Channel flipping screen. That's what I had.
But, George, you were 6 foot tall in third grade, so you just went up and bought your own magazines.
It's actually not that far off.
George is one of those tall kids in school, like in the movie, the Robin Williams movie, Jack, when he's like, he ate really quick.
Yes.
And he's like on a walkie-talkie, he goes, "Confirmation, I got the Playboy." You know, like he's talking to all these like 8-9-year-old little boys. They're like, "Did you get it? I got the Playboy. And he's like, puts the phone away really, really quick. And he runs out of the store. He's like, "Look what I got." And, of course, it's Robin Williams. As a grown man, giving all these things.
Okay.
So.
So that was not your best representation of a movie, but
no, I can talk about much.
That's okay. That's all right. Better. That's fine. So Howie bursts into the room and then throws his balls on the table, and that's how the show starts.
Again.
And before that, Craig writes on my notes here, Bonespiration. And now he's got me curious as
to
what
balls to bones.
What does that mean?
Lively show.
What?
It's not what you think.
No.
Of course not. What fun would that be?
And it's on the rise.
That was funny. That was great timing.
It's only up from here.
Yeah. What is what is? What is? Oh, Howie!
I told you to come here.
Talking to the microphones, boys.
That's what you missed about last week.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So, what is Bonespiration? And you know this episode's going to be named Howie's Balls, right?
Yeah, that's a great name for it. So, excuse me.
My wife's
Bonespiration. I keep track of things that are trending on Twitter and stuff, and Bonespiration was one of the trending things today. So I clicked on it, and it's not what I thought. I thought it was like saying she's, you know, a 9 or a 10 when you're looking at her or something. She gives me the Bonespiration. It's not. These anorexic girls are taking pictures of themselves. They get points if they show ribs or hip bones or spine bones, because being skinny and having no curves is an end thing, I guess.
Points from who?
From other people playing this game on Twitter.
Oh, it's not Instagram, because Instagram has this habit of killing people. But
well, this is going to kill people.
Yes.
People. I mean,
that's
why glorify eating disorders, whether you eat too little and then throw up, or if you eat too much. Can't we just, you know, there's that middle ground.
So we go from Howie's Balls to this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you go from playful to serious.
Yeah. Well, he's the one who brought up Bonespiration.
Well, you wrote it on the page here. Now, what are you talking about with Windows?
Have you gotten those phone calls lately?
Oh, the guys from Windows Tech Support?
Yes.
Yeah, I love those guys.
I love those. Now they have a new scam. They call you. A robot calls you and says, your Windows license has expired. All your Windows devices will shut down and... You know, in 20 days.
I haven't gotten
that
one yet.
Yeah, but you need to call. So I'm waiting to think maybe it's going to connect with somebody. It just disconnects.
That's stupid.
It is.
You know what?
You know,
they might have gotten in trouble for what they were doing before. If you call them, it's okay.
Right. Well, before when they called, hello, this is Steve. We are talking about your Windows virus. Okay, no.
Your Windows
virus. Yeah, and it's usually getting older people.
Yeah. Well, they called me, and I like messing with them. I mean, I know that they're calling in.
I love messing with those guys. Oh.
So the one time they called and I said, hello? And they're like, we're talking about a virus on your computer? Oh, my computer. My daughter does that. It's where I get all my prescriptions.
No, tell them the one about the piano.
No, I'll tell them about the one on the piano in a minute. And they're like, yes, about the virus on your computer. My daughter, yeah, my daughter does all that. Do you think you give me some of that Viagra? She won't do it. Get it for me.
Oh,
there's a little lady down the hall. No, sir, I'm talking about the virus on the computer. Yeah, on the computer. Hey, I'm 84 years old. I went on for quite a while with them.
The piano one's better.
The piano one is still the best.
Piano one's classic.
The piano one is your best.
We have to preserve that one, so go ahead.
The piano one is most definitely the greatest thing. You, as some of you may know, Craig and I and George, depending on who's talking, whatever, we will have like a pre-show chat during the week. And at one point within the last year, Craig explained how he scammed a phone scammer by talking about playing the piano. So Craig,
I got him to listen. I got him to listen to. I said, I'm glad you called. I need you to listen to this. I've been practicing all day. I've been practicing. And I played a song on the piano. I'm thinking back to what I said. I'm an idiot. You haven't heard this yet, Rich?
No.
Oh, good
this
God.
This is excellent. This is excellent.
Don't screw it up.
So I played, I can't remember what was it, Mary Had a Little Lamb
something
or something,
simple, like
something,
whatever
very simple.
Something very simple.
And I played it really slowly, and the guy's going, okay, that's great. He wasn't sure what to say. And I go, no, listen, I spent a lot of time practicing that. I lost my hands in an accident and learned how to play the piano with my penis.
You lost your hands. I knew that was what you were going to say next.
The guy's like,
click, click.
Well, no, not right away.
Impressive.
I told him that it gets it's
I got to be very careful because if I get too excited while I'm playing, the song doesn't come out right. Then it was click.
You're playing both notes at the same time.
Playing way too many notes.
Now, that may be an old joke. I don't know. I've never heard it before, but damn it, that's funny.
All right. Now, what you're talking about is called scam baiting. And if you go on, there's a website called 401eater.com.
All right.
These Nigerian scams where they send you an email that says you're
I saw the guy on YouTube about it. Oh, yeah.
Well, they string these guys along for months or years. They get them to send them stuff. They get them to send them money instead of the other way around. The best one I ever saw, I was doing a Google search on Commodore 64, and I found one on made out of wood. So I'm like, all right, I want to find out. Well, that's how I found this website. This guy got an email hitting him up for money, and he responded saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to help you with that. It was something where, you know, help me sneak millions of dollars right out, and I'll let you keep a percentage. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have time to assist you with that because we're coming up on our scholarship season, and we're going to be very busy processing applications for scholarships for young artists that, you know, get tens of thousands of dollars to go to whatever school they want to, and we just give them the cash or something along those lines. Well, next thing you know, he gets another email asking to participate in this scholarship that doesn't fucking exist. So,
whoa,
he don't
not that one.
A scholarship that does not exist.
Yeah.
So he knows it's the guy. So now he strings him along, and he goes, all right, well, if you're an artist, send us a sample of your art, and it's got to meet this specific criteria. And he gives sends him a picture. You know who Wallace and Gromit are?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's characters like that in England that aren't Wallace and Gromit, but that's kind of what they look like. And he basically makes the guy send him these figurines. And he does. He sends him the figurines. He's like, all right, let's see how far we can push this. So he does, he says, well, he gives him this pages and pages of specs that it's got to meet. Oh, the dimensions weren't quite right, so you're not going to qualify for the scholarship. And the guy's like, well, give me another chance. He's like, all right.
There is a message for you. Charlie,
so God. Sends him the specs to make a wooden Commodore 64 replica, and the guy sends it to him. This is over the course of weeks. Mm-hmm. Actual Commodore 64. And the guy's like, I can't believe he actually sent this. He gets him to send him two or three more things before he finally goes, you know what? There's no scholarship.
That's awesome. I wish I had the kind of time to do that.
That one.
There was a guy on YouTube who was he was talking to the Nigerian prince who was going to give him a lot of money. And he says, I think it's the guy who was end up told the Nigerian guy, I think we should speak in code. And so they emailed code words back. It made the most ridiculous sense. It was awesome. It was hilariously funny. I can't remember what the words were, but it made it the whole story. I was speaking with, and the lawyer's name, the lawyer was, if he was talking about lawyers, he was talking about Grimace from McDonald's.
Yeah.
I was speaking with Grimace about the French fries.
What is that?
That's something we really can't describe properly on the radio. That's what that is.
Is that a condom with a KFC wrapper on it?
Nike,
wow,
Skittles,
sponsor,
Pringles, KFC, anything. Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Are those the yeah flavors?
Pokey. No, they're the sayings on condom.
Oh, it's yikes just on the wrapper.
Yikes.
So I'm curious, you know, if you ever get one of those emails from like the Nigerian prince or whatever, I haven't received one in God knows how long.
It's been a long time, yeah.
My spam folder must be working properly. But if I do wind up getting one that I see, I'm going to let you guys know. I think I should email back. So please tell me where your country is located and where you are. Are you anywhere near Prince Akeem? Of do you know King Jaffe Jaffer? And I want to know if I get a response.
I just got one just now. I am Mrs. Nicole Mario. I can't pronounce her last name. And I have been suffering from ovarian cancer disease.
Marwa.
Yeah, and the doctor says I have just 2 days to leave. I am from Paris, France, but based in Africa, Burkina Faso, since 8 years ago, is a businesswoman dealing with gold exportation. Now that I'm about to end the race like this without any family members and no child, aww, I have $3 million U.S. dollars in Africa Development Bank. Burkina Faso, which I have instructed the bank to give St. Andrew's Missionary Home in Burkina Faso, and I also have $4.5 million U.S. dollars at EcoBank PLC here in Burkina Faso. I've instructed the bank. There's no punctuation.
Yeah, but you know what? We should respond. We should respond.
No, you shouldn't.
Come on. Why not?
Look, I work for a financial institution, and I won't go into more detail than that.
Yes.
That's a real stop, by the way.
I see this stuff every day.
I have a t-shirt like that at home.
The reason they keep sending this stuff is because it actually works.
Oh, I know that. There
they
are
get
people...
money out of these people, and they intentionally don't use any punctuation, put in a lot of typos, make it obviously stupid, because...
So they went to UNC.
Hang on. I want to hear this.
They do that to filter out the people who are relatively intelligent. They're not going to waste their time trying to get money out of them.
Oh, that's actually kind of smart.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
Yes, Howie, we know. Syracuse won. We know.
No. He's talking about, you know, somebody who might have gone to one of the fake UNC classes.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Did I'm not bitter or anything.
Did you finally find out about the face on Mars or no?
David Bowie sang about it.
No.
There's a life on Mars.
Way to go, Charlie. You had one job.
You had one job.
You didn't even do that. So we got.
I was gonna say Charlie likes talking about space, but what can you say about space that's funny? I mean, there's one thing, but we're not gonna repeat that because it's stupid.
Huh?
You have a planet called Uranus. There's a lot of jokes there. So, but they're old.
What do you? Okay, so what do you got this week then, Charlie? Besides nothing.
Yeah. Craig just got talking about an old anus. So you tell us another
joke. Old anus.
Speaking of scam emails, I got one from Donald Trump.
Who's that?
No, he's really trying to get your money.
Yeah. Join me in Dallas. Would you like to have dinner? Yeah, I don't think so.
Donald Trump.
How much a plate?
How many thousands per plate? Let's ask it.
Yeah, or you can buy a whole table for $150,000.
All it takes is a contribution of at least $3 to be automatically entered to win.
Yay!
Oh, this is totally our president.
Did we ever find out about
Einstein's
brain?
It'll be the greatest dinner ever. Trust me, I know dinner. Have you seen me? I love chicken McNuggets.
Don't forget the chocolate cake.
Portions.
Like the best chocolate cake you ever saw.
Huge. They're huge. Right next to my thumbs.
And they're very bigly prepared.
Bigly. Did you get information on Einstein's brain? We're not going to talk about that
yes,
either.
Yes, I got information on Einstein's brain.
What? Well, don't make it sound like everyone's
supposed to know this. Well, he died in 1955, and they autopsied him right away and took his brain out, and they did cut it into pieces.
Why?
So they can give it out for money, I guess.
No, some of his
because what the hell else are you going to do?
Because Bugs Bunny could put that into a robot. Is all one brain.
Thomas Harvey did his autopsy at Princeton Hospital and removed the brain. The brain weighed 1,230 grams.
Isn't some of his brain on display at the Mutters Museum of Marvels in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Why?
I thought so.
46 small portions of Einstein's brain were acquired by the Mutter Museum in Philadelphia.
I'm asking because I was at that museum.
In 2013, these thin slices mounted on microscope slides went on exhibit in the museum's permanent galleries.
But why? Oh, that's what smart looks like. Well, that explains a lot. My brain looks nothing like that.
Now, I read a book.
You read a book?
Oh yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened.
Several years ago called Driving Mr. Albert. It's about, I grabbed it out of the library and I looked at the cover, because I look at all the covers of all the books.
They're pretty.
Yeah. And it said a trip across America with Einstein's brain. So I said, I have to read this. Yeah. What the heck is this about? Albert Einstein's brain floats in a Tupperware bowl in a gray duffel bag in the trunk of a Buick Skylark barreling across America. Driving
the
car.
It's a Buick Skylark and not a Pontiac Tempest?
Right.
Okay, just making
sure. Yeah. Driving the car is journalist Michael.
That matters.
Paterniti. Sitting next to him is an 84-year-old pathologist named Thomas Harvey, who performed the autopsy on Einstein in 1955. He took the brain out, took it home, and kept it for 40 years.
But
how much of it did he?
Why?
I don't know. On a cold February day, the two men and the brain leave New Jersey and light out on I-70 for sunny California, where Einstein's perplexed granddaughter, Evelyn, awaits. And riding along as the imaginary fourth passenger, I'm trying to read out of the corner of my eye, sorry. Imaginary fourth passenger is Einstein himself, an id-driven genius, the original galactic slacker with his head in the stars.
Part travelogue, part memoir, part history, part biography, and part meditation, Driving Mr. Albert is one of the most unique road trips in modern literature. It is funny.
What?
Can you imagine being stopped by the state police? What's in the trunk? Einstein's brain.
It's a good thing. Now, when were they driving?
This has got to be...
In the 50s?
No, this is in the 90s.
In the 90s. All right, so... All right, still before 9/11 and all that other crap hit the fans. So then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if they probably got stopped, there was no, like, worry about if he's just got a brain and not a duffel bag of other stuff, then the guy probably was just like, okay, fine, go on. You're weird, but I got nothing to worry about.
You have whose brain in the trunk?
Exactly, exactly. Speaking of Einstein, the Legends of Tomorrow episode where they met Einstein was great, was it not?
It was.
Yeah, anyway, we digress.
What?
Did anybody catch the Pontiac Tempest reference?
Are you high?
No, did you get the why I asked why it was a Pontiac Tempest?
Was that a My Cousin Vinny joke?
Yes, okay, good.
Jeez.
The two Utes.
You can't make these marks without positraction.
You're bad enough without the Coke. You need to stop.
I do not, nor have I ever...
Drank Coke.
...been an employer or employee of the Miami Dolphins. So let's not talk about that.
Oh, boy. Hey, do you think that... No,
hey, the Bills didn't lose this week.
No, no. They didn't. Sabres
did, though.
Won this week.
And none of them took a knee.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, boy.
That we know of.
I specified one knee.
That wasn't me. I had nothing to do with any of that. If any of the Buffalo Bills ain't happy with that one,
I saw
they can call
the
Charlie.
Tell us in person.
Call Charlie. Yeah, t-shirt. Come to the show and tell us in person.
There is a the Dolphins beat the Falcons this week, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There was a T-shirt somebody wound up with. It was a picture of the Falcons saying, you know, something along the lines of.
Oh God! Here it comes.
Like. We don't blow coke, we blow leads, or something like that. And it showed a picture of the 28-3 and a 17-0 after the past weekend. A Dolphins fan, a friend of mine, is like, I don't care who you root for, this is funny. I'm like,
except when you tell it.
For everybody except the guy who's, you know, lost his job and his livelihood, but he was an idiot, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are repercussions to the things
now
that
I know
you do.
Rich, isn't it? Sorry.
Ow. What did you do, Rich?
I know Rich isn't into football or sports, really. But, and I'm no Patriots fan. I don't think anyone here is really a Patriots fan, I hope.
I don't think so.
No.
Dumbest rule in football. Did the Jets just get screwed over by that?
The Jets were...
I don't even know
and
what
the
happened.
Referees have talked in circles of defending the call. It's made no sense.
Well, you want to explain what happened?
You wanted to explain it? You want me to try to explain it?
Try to explain it, and I'll jump in.
All right. Basically, a guy for the Jets, don't know his name. Safarian Jenkins, is that his last name? I think.
And he's got a weird last name.
Yeah, it's a hyphenated last name. That's all I know. And the last part of it is Jenkins. Anyway, he had the ball. He caught the ball. He was diving for the pylon in the end zone. And as he dove and hit the pylon,
fumbled the ball, right?
He didn't really fumble.
The ball juggled.
The ball was jostled in his arms. The ball never left his control. The ball never touched the ground. He did. But since he wasn't physically touching it, as he crossed the plane and hit pylon, the referee said, it's a fumble, and he didn't control it in bounds.
It was a fumble out of bounds in the end zone, which makes an automatic touchback for the opposing team.
Right.
Now, what? Any other place on the field, if the fumble goes out of bounds, you recover the ball at that spot.
Right, but if it goes out of bounds in the end zone, the other team gets it on the 20.
Right.
Right.
So that's essentially what happened. And why?
But looking at the replays, it was good. There was...
Which part was good?
It was a touchdown.
Right, right. I mean,
it was definitely a touchdown.
I would say that every football fan in America, even some Patriots fans I know of, are like, that was a touchdown. What the heck are they talking about? And the referees have tried to explain it away, and they can't do a good job of it.
See, I saw bits and pieces of that play. I saw the end of it, and I saw the ball bouncing around in his gut after he crossed the pylon. That's
exactly.
I thought it was a touchdown.
Well,
so but,
I thought so, you know. Too. Basically, all of us sitting here, we could look at that and be like, that's a touchdown. This is one of those – the NFL's rules are so wonky. Let's use that word.
I think the referees are wonky, not the rules.
Some of
there was – we were leaving the hockey arena yesterday, and you were reading some of the comments, and I can't remember if it was another fan who said –
congratulations, Detroit. You're no longer the beneficiary of the worst call of the season.
There was that one, and someone else said, I never believed it until now, but I think the fix is in for the Patriots.
Yes. Yes.
No, they're not what they are this year, what they were last year. They're going to be lucky to make the playoffs. If they do, they're not going. They don't have a defense. So
no, they do. It's Stephon Gilmore and friends.
Stephon Gilmore.
There you go. But I want here. Listen, I wanted to talk about this though because
is that the Pornhub thing?
No, that's later. That's our. wait for it.
Carry that with my balls.
That's our emotional peak today. Is going to be the Pornhub article.
Is that going to be a segment?
Our finale.
Should I go get the tissues?
No.
For the tears.
No.
For the tears.
But I want to.
The tears.
No, but I want
the Jergens.
I
want
to
say
the Jergens. No, but I want to talk about the Trump current and ex-wives. This whole thing about
that's politics.
Well, but it's on here. And
politics.
I
think
it's. Then why did you put it on the list?
I didn't.
It's a concerted effort for, hey, look what's going on over here while they're boning us over here.
I think it's just stupid.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, I think it's just stupid. I think that people give, this is just a really quick thing. I think they give the whole Trump thing way more credit than it deserves because this isn't some kind of dastardly distraction. This is just stupid. I mean, where Ivana Trump says, I'm the real first lady. No, you're not.
She's a real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Please stand up.
Well, so,
given the fact that Eminem has inserted himself into the whole Trump hatred, you know, do we really need to bring up Slim Shady?
Never.
Yeah, Slim Shady.
You need to stop doing coke before the show, and that's going to be a rule now. You can't talk now.
It just turned into Anchorman.
All I had was that.
There you go. Yes. Yeah, we still need that one. No. Okay. Fine.
Well, you
that's
go back
fine.
To your home on you know what island? Yes, exactly. Everybody has to be. Anchorman's great.
That's all right. The second one sucked though.
No,
but George spent money on Anchorman too.
I spent on the double feature.
Oh, okay.
Both DVDs in one pack. So only half of the money was a waste of time.
Speaking of getting too many movies for the price of one,
Pornhub.
No. Smokey and the Bandit. Do you know there are 6 movies? They made 3 made-for-TV movies.
They made one without.
They made 5 without Burt Reynolds.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Who was the same? Was Cletus Snow the Bandit the whole time? Or whatever.
No. In the second movie, Cletus Snow was playing the Bandit. In the third movie, Jackie Gleason was the Bandit.
I didn't see that.
Smokey plays the Bandit is what the title of the third one was, and then I don't know the last 4. The last 3 I can't even look at. I haven't watched them ever.
There are certain classic films from that whole era of buddy cop genre type things, like Smokey and the Bandit, what is it, Starsky and Hutch? What was the...
Every Which Way But Loose.
Butch Cassidy.
Cagney and Lacey.
Simon and Simon.
No, but there's that whole... Like, you watch them because they're like, oh...
Hardcastle and McCormick.
Godzilla versus Kramer.
Forget it.
Godzilla.
Riptide.
Did you guys see
this? That's the category.
Point Break. I don't know what you said.
Did you see this lady that brought her kids to the barber? The barber took too long to take care of cutting the kids' hair, so she pulled a gun on him.
No way.
Yeah, she pulls a gun.
Where is this?
I didn't get the whole story printed up, but.
Thanks for bringing it up, then,
Josh. I'm going to see. I'm gonna
in other news.
Learn to read more than the headlines.
I'm going to. Well, I did, actually. I'm going to assume it's New Jersey, but.
New Jersey.
Florida. Jersey. That could totally be Florida.
But they,
funny story about New Jersey. When I went on the road trip, and we had a couple players from New Jersey on the team then, I got out of the bus, and I go, oh, man, what is that smell? And Dylan Jenkins, who lives in New Jersey, goes, that's New Jersey.
Clapperton. No, that's what this other thing happened.
Is that another part about the Pornhub?
That sounds like an STD.
No, it sounds like a lead into the, doesn't it? No, it's wherever Clapperton
is.
It's
a Dell XPS 15.
Oh, this is the guy that called him the bomb threat because he didn't want to pay his bar tab.
Yeah, but who hasn't done that?
You don't drink.
He doesn't have a bar tab. Usually they let the designated driver drink for free.
Usually.
So he ran from the... So this guy calls in a bomb threat in Clapperton. You know, we're getting closer.
Where's Clapperton?
We're getting closer to the Pornhub story.
Okay, so, where the heck's Clapperton? What state?
I don't know. Go look it up. But there can't be many Clappertons in the United States. So he calls in a bomb threat when he's in a restaurant bar because he doesn't want to pay the bill. So he thought they would just clear the building out and then he could leave. Well, they didn't do that. So when they realized something was weird, he left. He ran when the police showed up. So the police stun gunned him in the middle of the street. This is an awful lot to go through not to pay a bar tab.
You know, when you get stun gunned like that, when you get, you pee yourself.
How much was the bar tab, though?
I don't know.
Probably not worth peeing yourself.
Not worth peeing yourself, and not worth being put on the Department of Homeland Defense's.
I'm sorry, but if your bar tab's high enough, you're probably peeing yourself anyway.
That's a good point.
That's true, I guess.
Have you found out whether or not Clapperton is near or...
Is it in Canada?
No.
It might be, you know, like a neighbor to Coochieville or, you know...
Coochieville.
Or,
the Clap.
No. Yes, Charlie.
Yeah,
we were already there.
Yeah, so was I. That's Charlie, why I said when he said where's that, where I said it was an STD.
Who wrote down celebrities adopting fake accents?
That'd be me.
Oh,
it is. It was a thing. It's still a thing.
It still is. Lindsay Lohan the other day when she was supporting Harvey Weinstein was talking in a fake accent that was almost British.
Well, it seems kind of relegated to drugged out whores.
I was going to say, well, what about Madonna, but never mind.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And how about, since you brought up Harvey Weinstein, Al Michaels completely stepping on his tongue yesterday.
Well, that was terrible.
Stepping on Harvey Weinstein's tongue?
Yeah.
No, not quite.
You know what I didn't...
I don't even know what's going on with the Harvey Weinstein thing, so I'm not even going to...
Remember how he touched you last time you were at his office?
That wasn't me. And that wasn't Harvey Weinstein.
Now you have to put me too on your Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yes.
All those people
got touched by Harvey Weinstein.
Not Harvey Weinstein specifically.
It's a show of solidarity for you know all women and men.
Men, guess, yeah. Because Ben Affleck was touched inappropriately, apparently.
Evidently so.
Matt Damon.
Don't do it, Rich.
It wasn't by the acting fairy.
What? Okay.
That's for sure. I think I said this before. My favorite part of Pearl Harbor, the movie, is when Ben Affleck dies. Worst part is when he comes back to life, and then he gets the girl. How does the dead guy, Ben Affleck, get the girl?
Madonna?
The dead guy dies.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Madonna.
Could be. Madonna.
But I don't understand the whole Harvey Weinstein, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. I really don't know what's going on. I see his name.
I haven't been reading them all the stories either, but the long, short of it, gist of it, is essentially that Harvey Weinstein, there's all these women all of a sudden, I don't know if it's all of a sudden or whatever, but all these stories have now come out about him sexually assaulting all these women.
A couple dozen now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bill Cosby.
Worse.
It's
worse.
Why is it worse?
It's worse because evidently he has now been threatened. Basically, nobody's waiting for a trial. They're like, yeah, you did this. It was the worst kept secret in Hollywood. They were making fun of it at the Oscars several years ago when Seth MacFarlane made fun of it.
Yep.
They made fun of it on 30 Rock. They've made fun of it on other TV shows. They made fun of his not-so-secret that he was behind all these backroom deals and was basically doing all these things thanks to, you know, all these women were getting things because he was sexually assaulting them or groping them or whatever, and now they're basically saying you're.
He took the whole casting couch idea to heart.
Yeah, yeah, and now
I never
of course,
heard of that.
Twitter and Facebook.
And his brother Bob says that he was abused by his brother.
What?
That came out yesterday.
I don't know how all of this can happen when nobody says anything until years later. But then again, I've never been a victim like that. So
okay, Cosby understand. Got away with it for 40 years,
right? But
or whatever.
But now it's funny because not funny. That's the wrong word to use. I'm sorry.
I'm glad it's Howie this week and not me.
No, but there are a lot of people on social media are like, why is Hollywood going after him? Why are they not going? Why will they go after this guy but defend Bill Cosby and Woody Allen and Roman Polanski? People with similar histories, but I guess it was...
Woody Allen?
He married a minor.
There's issues with Woody Allen.
Yeah, I know.
He likes coal.
But he married a... He married a minor, but he married a minor. It wasn't like a string of like 25, 30 women, was it?
Yeah, Woody but Allen? She was his ward. She was his adopted daughter.
Wait, so Woody Allen is Batman?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Can you imagine Woody Allen as Batman? How freaking awesome would that be?
That would be great.
Okay.
I could see a skit like that on Family Guy. I really could.
No, but I didn't know. So it's why is it worse than Cosby again? Is it the number of people that are coming through? Or
the number, and people with Cosby already had jobs. In order to get the jobs, they had to go through Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you realize Harvey Weinstein is the guy from Harvey and Corky? Remember he used to buy concert tickets?
Yes, that's
it's him.
It's got to start here, yeah.
Yep.
Now, of course, people are trying to relate his past with Trump's past regarding the whole grab them by the you-know-what tape that came out, you know, a year or so ago, and they're like, well, women did this, you know, claim this with Trump. Why is this not happening with him? It's like, it's...
Because he talked about it, didn't do it, or he can't prove that he did it.
I think there's no proof, or the burden... I don't know. I don't know enough about the Trump one because I just kind of tuned it all out because of the amount of the sheer volume of stuff that was being thrown against the wall to smear him and Clinton last year that I just kind of ignored it and didn't vote for either of them.
No, I understand that.
But the Weinstein stuff, there's so much smoke, there's fire somewhere, which is another bad thing to say given the state of California. So I'm going to stop talking for a few minutes.
Speaking of California, was it 4 months ago they had all the floods and they told President Trump, listen, we don't need you. Don't come. Now they're having all the wildfires, and they're where's the president? Where's the president? Listen, you can't have it both ways.
No, I have always wondered.
We don't
why.
Want him at the floods. We want him in the fire.
Yeah.
We're breaking our rule again, though.
Yeah.
So
I will.
This is more Trump as a personality.
Well, I don't know how we got here though. When I was talking about Harvey Weinstein, oh, because you connected.
I brought
the two.
It up. Well, look, I'm going to skirt this. The
he doesn't even need the wig. He just looks like Eugene Levy. He doesn't even need the wig.
No, he doesn't even need the wig.
No.
No.
Now, George.
Oh God.
Here we go.
Please allow me to finish my sentence, George.
Go ahead, Howie.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Howie.
I'm done, George.
I'm glad you got that out of your system.
Not a problem. Okay, moving on.
And then.
I guess that's not as bad as what the Boy Scouts did, or no? Are you guys not even on the same
the
level?
The Girl Scouts don't like what the Boy Scouts did.
Yeah, but the Girl Scouts, look, I'll tell you what the Boy Scouts think.
All business.
I wrote about this. It's all business, Sonny. It's nothing personal. I wrote about this.
Are you okay with this, Doc, Rich?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
He's a Boy Scout.
Okay. No, it's good for the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts, here's what happened. The Boy Scouts have been hearing for years from how people associate with the Girl Scouts, I'm assuming girls, were not completely happy with the Girl Scouts. They were, and after I wrote my article and I put it up on Facebook, I started to get responses from former Girl Scouts who said, yeah, we wanted to go camping. We wanted to do all those things. And some or not, or most of the Girl Scout troops wouldn't do that. They would do little arts and crafts things, and they sell Girl Scout cookies. And you know what? Don't stop selling the Girl Scout cookies. Whatever happens, don't
I wish
stop.
The Boy Scouts had the old jelly beans that we sold when we were kids because they were the best jelly beans. But they don't sell them anymore.
That's a per-unit thing, so we can totally start doing that.
But you got to find them again.
Can you guys sell Boy Scout cookies? That would be awesome.
No, that would just be bad.
They sell brownies.
Are they made with real Boy Scouts? No, but what the Boy Scouts of America did.
That's disturbing.
What the
Boy Scouts won't sell the brownies.
Well, we're getting close to that Pornhub story. The Boy Scouts of America made a strictly business move, and I'm sorry, Girl Scouts of America, but it was a good business move.
Why don't they just combine the two of them and have a girls' unit and a boys' unit?
That's what they're doing.
I mean, that's all they need to do.
That's what they're doing. The Boy Scouts of America are now going to allow girls in. They're going to keep everybody separate till they hit their teen years. Then they're going to get the choice. Every time I say...
Johnny, would you like to bunk with Lisa?
Here's a cut.
What they're
going to porn hub?
What did you say?
No, they're going to keep everything separate.
I want to make sure I heard that the enunciation of the final consonant in that word properly. C-O-T.
He said cot.
Okay.
No, I said cot.
All right, just make sure I heard that right.
Well, so no, but
remember,
what,
it's as a whole.
Are they going to get a badge for it?
We're going to get emails
yes.
about this.
Oh, there's a badge already made.
So
I got to find the badge.
You find it, but a friend of mine who is vehemently anti combining the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts says, Boy Scouts is
but
a group
not.
Is I know is a place where boys can learn to be men, and I'm like, girls
well,
taught
no,
me
no, don't
to,
say it. Don't, no. We've gone far enough on that one. Don't
Pornhub.
Oh God, we're getting there. Anyways,
your Clapperton guy—that's his name, not the place. By the way,
is that his name?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, he's from Pittsburgh.
Oh, all right. So, anyways, the Boy Scouts are going to have separate Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, which is the way it should be. And then they're going to all do activities, the same kinds of activities, but separately. So little Girl Scout parents won't have to freak out about, you know, them all camping together. It ain't going to happen. And it's strictly a business thing, one step closer to the Boy Scouts eliminating the Girl Scouts. And they, at this point, I think one of the few things the Girl Scouts have going for them is the cookies. Now what?
There's a merit badge for that.
What is that?
I love how George is trying to be serious and talking about this.
That's a condom, man.
That's sad.
It's a merit badge with a reservoir.
No, that's not what's going on. Don't do that, Howard. You dirty, dirty little man. Don't do that. That's not what's going on.
I had nothing to do with that.
You're the one that, for lack of a better phrase, brought it up.
Nobody else brought that up on their phone. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Dirty, right. Dirty
now
little
here's
man.
Here's the thing with that.
Yes. Boy, Rich speaks from a position of authority on this, so
well,
go ahead.
I do have a little bit of inside baseball, but there's been people requesting to have Girl Scouts, to have girls in Boy Scouts for years, mm-hmm. but now they're getting pressure from women's organizations to do it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why wouldn't those women's organizations just pressure the Girl Scouts to offer more of what the girls
want? To make
want?
A program that doesn't suck as much?
And say, don't say that word. We're talking about the Girl Scouts. This is nice. Family show.
You're misconstruing my words.
Really why wouldn't the Girl Scouts, why wouldn't these women's groups just go to the Girl Scouts and say, be better?
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Why can't they make the Girl Scouts the program that they want it to be instead of inundating into the Boy Scouts, who, by the way, already have a co-ed program called Venturing. That
oh, my God. Is that funny? That patch seems so much more.
Yeah. That's a Venturing merit badge.
This episode's going to get so many emails.
You hope.
I just that
if they listen this far, if they tune out right after I talk about my balls.
The Venturing program is co-ed, but it doesn't have the Eagle track. So you
oh, so they add the Eagle Scout thing in now. That's what they did for the girls. Girls can now go Eagle Scout.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's what they're going to have.
Yeah.
Right now, they're only offering to let girls into Cub Scouts.
Do Girl Scouts have like an Eagle badge equivalency?
Not really, no. They have some advancement levels, but it's really about age.
It's just sad because, like you just, I mean, I know that the indications have been to the Girl Scouts for a while. Look, you got to do something, or you're going to lose this little tug of war here with the boys and the girls and the groups, and they haven't been listening, and now this is what's happening.
I agree.
Right? Are you done now, or you got anything more dirty to say?
I have nothing more dirty to say.
All right. I
didn't have anything dirty to say.
Well, let me say one more thing.
Yes.
The United States is one of the few countries where there is a gender separation in the scouting program.
I heard that.
Internationally, yeah. Most scouting programs are already co-ed. And in places like Thailand, it's actually integrated into the education program.
Where the population is exploding.
Right. In scouting? No, I don't think so. But this adaptation is not new to scouting. It's just new to the United States. So I'm kind of on the fence about the whole thing as to whether it's a good thing or not.
Now, why would it be a bad thing, just out of curiosity?
Because it's already in place the way it is. And I don't like being leveraged into anything. Ultimatums don't sit well with me.
I understand that.
So being pressured because it's male only isn't right because there is a girl-only program as no, well.
That makes sense. What, Howie?
No.
Keep it clean.
No, I am. Rich brought up an interesting point. Like, everybody here is like...
I did?
That a boy, Rich. All right.
I'm going to piggyback off of something you said, which is like, you know, the United States is one of the few countries where it has it this way. Other countries do it this way. And our country as a whole seems to be one where we... pick and
as
choose.
As a whole.
As a whole, yes. We pick and choose different countries. We're like, all right, you know what? We brought this over. We're a nation of immigrants. We all know that. I'm not going to go political. But the fact of the matter is, we have drawn from all over the world. But yet, in many ways, we have gone so far to the other end of the spectrum. We're like, oh, we're better than everybody else, that we kind of forget that, you know what? Why don't we backtrack a little bit? One of the things I'll mention, there are some countries in the world that do not have a legal drinking age. there isn't a drinking age at all.
And they have no problem with
exactly
with alcoholism.
They don't, because it's not viewed as a taboo subject, and people are not taught to, hey, you know, get drunk at, you know, the age of 10, but they're taught to respect what it is and be responsible. And it doesn't become this thing where I'm going to sneak out and have a beer. It's like, I'm going to have a beer with my dad for dinner. You know, one of those type of things. And
in a lot of those countries, too.
So what do you have against alcohol, anyways?
Nothing.
Especially with wine. The Italian. You don't get pure wine when you're 8 years old. You get a watered-down version of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been very fortunate in my life. I've gone out of the country overseas 3 times. I've been.
Oh, and you came back?
I did.
Oh.
I did. You know, I'm like the real-life version of how Craig hates Matt Damon. You know, I've come back 3 times, too. So, but... No, I've been to...
Yeah, but you didn't have to be rescued all 3 times.
No, that's true. That's very true. I've been to Russia. I've been to Israel. I've been to Italy.
I've been to Canada.
I've been there, too.
I've been to Pennsylvania.
Great Lakes are not a Canada, in Canada, Moosehead is both a beer and a misdemeanor. So...
George is trying not to laugh.
I waited. We waited 45 minutes for that, Howie. Very good.
Howie's balls and Moosehead.
Not as bad as the moose knuckle, though.
Oh my God, Howie!
I cannot take credit for that. I saw that and I'm like, oh, that's a perfect dynamite drop for that one. Not where it works, but okay. But
oh my God. What were we talking about?
Alcohol. And how in other countries it's a problem.
Wait, how'd you go from the Boy Scouts to Moosehead?
Moose
camping.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Because now you've done that, we might as well do this.
Pornhub?
Pornhub.
And now the story you've all been waiting for. I don't know. Who pointed this one out? You?
I don't know what you're talking
about. It wasn't me.
It was Rich.
It was not me.
It wasn't me.
This, okay. The
and Howie didn't hit anything except for his balls and moose head.
Yeah, but you know, he wins again. So Howie retains his title of shenanigans champion before we even do this. The headline reads, Pornhub's Virgin AI, and for those of you not in the know, artificial intelligence, wants to make searching
for
porn.
Sure, intelligence?
And this, what else would it be?
Insemination.
Artificial insemination.
Wants to make searching for porn less hard.
No pun intended.
That pun was totally intended.
What was the point of all this? Here's the point of all this.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go any further,
who is
I
that?
Want to point out to those who can't see this that George has printouts from Pornhub.
No, George has printouts of an article that you guys gave me.
No,
he's
got printouts from Pornhub.
I got lots of those, but I don't have them with me.
We have articles, too, yes.
Pornhub always seems to be, you know, what are you doing?
But I'm
collective research.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy. They're combining. Oh, my God. Okay, so here's.
You didn't know you could find that on Pornhub.
Oh yeah, I did, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was now it's going to find it for me.
No, you really do like this porn. No, I don't. You do.
That's the point. What's it supposed to do is it's supposed to take all your searches that you do. And, you know, I mean, really, porn searches shouldn't be
public.
There you go. But
they should be pubic.
They're going to follow you on your porn searches. And as you do,
so are they going to use your Google searches too?
I'm not seeing that. No, that's a good question.
Because we're going to have a lot of Egyptian alien porn on my computer.
Do they have that?
Rule 36. If you can think of it, there's porn.
It's already been done.
Yes.
Pornhub,
no, it's Rule 34.
Okay, here's the line that explains everything. Pornhub's new AI... artificial intelligence has been trained to recognize the faces or other body parts of professional performers. End users will also be allowed to give input, hardy har har, On the accuracy of the new system, the site only intends to label performers who work in the space professionally. So no amateurs, Howie. So you won't get tagged in this. But
Not this time.
They have a picture of Riley Reed in here.
Who's she?
She's a porn chick, I guess, and that's why she's in here. And they're going to build a database. Basically, Pornhub's going to build a database on you.
All about you. It's like the, what's his name? Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Is that her nickname?
Of porn, yeah. She sucks.
So when you now reading this as a skim, I haven't read the whole thing, but basically, shut up, Rich.
You couldn't get through the whole article?
I printed it out before I came here.
It's like a normal porn forum.
No, you must be exhausted.
7 minutes in, he just fast forwards.
No. George just stopped reading.
I was just going for the pictures.
Where are the good parts?
George. Wow. George. Listen to this. What?
Could you stop reading the article prematurely? I want to.
Our sister site also notes that Pornhub hopes to scan all five.
Is that a sister site?
He read part of the article.
PC Mag.
And then he had to take a nap.
No, not Pornhub.
And then he went to the sister site for the second half.
Pornhub hopes to scan all 5 million videos in its database and is planning to expand the AI's ability to identify other aspects of a scene.
How many videos?
5 million.
Obscene what?
So the company is working on stretching the AI's capabilities to include organization of videos by the position, location, whatever that means, and hair color as well.
Hair color is like added on.
All right, let's be serious.
So how are you? To be serious. You could find the videos of those purple-headed women having sex in mechanic shops if you want now using this, and it would know that you want to watch that. That's the whole point.
That's wonderful.
Speechless.
You know, let's be serious just for a moment. There are people getting paid to do all this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's think about that for a moment. We're here doing our podcast, and there's somebody getting paid to analyze 5 million different videos.
Well, no. They're programming.
There's a lot of chafing involved in that job.
There's a lot of chafing.
No, because if they had,
only do it for so long before you go blind.
Yeah,
if they had,
and someone doesn't like it, that really burns his ass.
If they had someone that are actually watching 5 million videos, they'd never get it done. They got a piece of software that goes through and categorizes every actress, actor, scene.
But there are still, I understand
every nuance of the videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance in a porn. I mean, you got, you know,
they're deep.
Certain
some of them are.
All of this is only necessary because Hugh Hefner's died.
Yeah.
He was handling all of this.
He was. And we didn't talk about that either. We didn't talk about how everybody should raise a half mast for the loss of Hugh Hefner. Because if anybody taught us the importance of being at least a half mast, that's you. And Hef is going to be a mist, and now all these wonderful technological advances in finding porn, where they're going to find porn for you, and they're going to say, no, Craig, you like this. And then Craig will realize, yes, I like that.
No, I don't.
And that's how they're going to – but we got to wonder why. Why is it so important that Pornhub knows what you want to watch before you do?
Like because the so then they can block it and then charge you a subscription fee.
How ironic is it that Pornhub is essentially pulling a Philip K. Dick and doing their own Minority Report?
Right.
Which is hysterical because it's Pornhub, Philip K. Dick.
Yes.
There you go.
If you got to point it out, Howie, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. It's funny now.
It's funny because you had to point it out. But
I'm just laughing at the fact that, you know, the word point got thrown in that sentence too.
Okay, it's mostly for the convenience of their customers because it's really hard to navigate the website with one hand.
I don't know.
Well, it's usually hard anyway.
Okay, Charlie's got his 6 words in for today. Except they all counted today. Not bad, Charlie. It's getting better.
Wait, throw it up.
Do you have stuff?
Boom!
Actually, Charlie, hang on, Charlie.
Charlie's had an article. He's waiting.
Go ahead, Charlie. Hit it.
It's about sea people.
Sea people?
Yeah. Archaeologists decipher a 3,200-year-old Stalintonian invasion of mysterious sea people.
So Atlantis was real.
Kind of. So it's a
shark girl.
It says ancient symbols on a 3,200-year-old stone.
Isn't there
slab
shark girl
Bendis
up in Buffalo?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Over at Canal Side.
Psh, I want to hear this. I want to hear how this ends.
Deciphered by researchers say that they could have solved one of the greatest puzzles of Mediterranean archaeology.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't read the article, did you?
I did.
He's not prematurely also.
You get to the whole show to hear Charlie's article, and
I ruined it by saying Shark Girl.
Well, Rich had the one on Bye Bye Dark Matter. I don't know what. Is that anything to do with Pornhub?
No.
Oh.
That's racist, George.
It's not.
It's a big story.
It's a huge story.
That's racist. No, what is?
I was talking about astronomy. I don't know what you're doing.
What is this about dark matter?
They found it.
What is dark
matter? It's no longer an unknown quantity.
We're no longer in the dark about it.
Right. Well, it's still dark matter, but they found it.
Okay.
How'd they find it if it was dark?
Before, it was just an unknown variable that they were throwing into the
It was a theory.
Did they find flashlight matter first, and then they found the dark matter?
No.
Oh.
They basically found it using backlighting from the
isn't it for cosmic... the tendrils or something between each the galaxies and stuff like that?
Yeah, so they took images of different galaxies that they thought would probably be connected by these tendrils of material. I forget the term for it, but it's not even whole atoms, it's subatomic particles that are spread out between these galaxies. So they took a picture of two galaxies and superimposed it over another picture of two galaxies.
And if you're looking for this on Pornhub, it's going to be easier now.
That's right. I knew that all tied in somehow.
For example, the Moosehead Galaxy.
The Moosehead.
They took thousands of these images and put them on top of each other before they could make out that there was anything connecting them all.
On top of each other and make out is all I heard.
Wait, what's connecting what? What is this dark matter supposed to connect? I'm confused.
People on top of each other and dark matter connects people. Or make out, whatever it was you said.
It's science-y stuff, George.
Oh, that's why I don't get it. All right, so we put the word out. Speaking of Pornhub and dark matter, we put out the word to Ron Jeremy.
We tagged Ron Jeremy in our last...
Oh, yeah, you did.
And he didn't respond.
Didn't respond. Not a response at all.
We're going to try again.
He probably listened to it and said, "These guys are idiots."
So anybody got
a... they're not. We're not his kind of idiots, apparently.
So anybody got a suggestion on the other celebrity we should try and Twitter, tweet, twat?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, about the dark matter and making out on top of each other.
How the dark matter makes out on top.
How about the owner of Pornhub? The guy who runs it.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Neil
deGrasse. Ron Jeremy.
I bet you it's not.
No, there's the owner, and then there's the owner.
There's the owner, and then there's the daddy. One guy owns it. Ron Jeremy is the daddy. All right, so Neil deGrasse Tyson, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
They tried before.
If we get Neil deGrasse Tyson and Ron Jeremy on the same show together, I think the world would explode. That would be awesome.
The universe would.
You don't know that they're not the same person. Have you ever seen them together at the same time?
You ever seen me and Batman in the same room?
just on Pornhub.
I'm gonna find Pornhub. I'm gonna put Howie, Batman. What else should I put in there?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Moosehead.
Moosehead.
All right. I have to make a correction. The website I was talking about is 419eater.com. 419EATER. Go on that website and do a search on Colt Seavers.
Who's that?
You remember the Fall Guy?
Yeah.
Lee Majors?
Yeah.
The character's name was Colt Seavers. Find that video and read that article and watch the YouTube video. You are going to cry laughing. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
What?
You can consider it homework for next week.
Okay, so that's Rich's site of the week. 419eater.com. You want to do that?
Yeah.
I like that. 419eater.com. Yes. So that's it.
Pornhub is owned by a guy from Montreal.
That makes sense.
Named Matt Keiser.
So it's not Ron Jeremy.
No.
Is he owned by Ron Jeremy in any way?
No.
Oh. All right.
It's like a pseudonym.
We got 44 more seconds to go here.
What do you want to do? What do you guys want to do for 44 seconds? Charlie, you want to say something?
If we're on fast forward, George is all set.
What? I don't have to do any editing this week, so I'm fine.
Let's just make sure that we all recognize I was on time tonight.
You were on time. You were on time. And once again, Howie wins shenanigans. So,
and he's got the pink mic.
He got
cover.
The pink mic because he was late, but Howie retains his title.
He was the last person here. Last person here gets the pink.
Shenanigans world champion. And so we got Rich's site of the week out there. What, anything else we got to do?
Isn't it usually the first person to get it? Gets that
yeah, mic? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I think we got two sentences out of Charlie this week. That's good.
He had some great sentences. Yeah, yeah.
They were good sentences.
They were hilarious.
It was good stuff, Charlie.
But yeah. Howie still wins with the moose
Howie,
head.
Yeah, Howie. Howie wins again. So, all right. Well, hey, that was fun. We hope you enjoyed it. This is George for Craig, Rich, Howie, and Charlie. This is Shenanigans. We'll see you next week.
Happy birthday, Bob Weir.
There's a long time ago, I met Mr. Dracula. He told me, do you like Fuencula? It's the new funky dance. We have to dance all new down for a long time of romance. Oh.